Let's just do our best fake laughs.
That's ha ha! I want the to be the new Joker laugh. He's just always just sort of high chuckling.
And he always does the guns and things with the fingers.
Hey! Yeah. So you guys get a room.
I want to hear like an old school Daffy Duck laugh.
A goofy. You know, like
when Daffy Duck was a psychopath.
Yeah. Those were the days.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Hi.
Hi. All right.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
I continue to be Bri.
I am, as always, Bri. Your faithful servant, Bri.
Yeah, basically. Hey, let's have some news. You want some news?
Current Zero News Flash.
You want some news. So Vin Diesel has apparently let it slip.
I bet he did.
Yeah. Oh. That the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to appear in Avengers Infinity War, which I guess was a safe assumption.
Duh. I think we... Didn't we already know that?
I don't know if we knew it officially.
Maybe not. Yeah.
But he's let it... He said that. He said it, and he's got to be right.
Because Vin Diesel's always right.
Smart. Well, he actually just said, I am Groot, but Rocket could understand. And
yeah.
On other Marvel news, Natalie Portman had an interview with Wall Street Journal and apparently says she's, as far as she knows, she's done with Marvel.
No!
Now, was that because...
You're holding out for Jane Foster Thor? Or just being sarcastic? And I think that was pretty... Yeah. Like, there was apparently some making Thor 2 she had, like... She wasn't too happy with the process or something like that.
Yeah.
They were gonna...
So it's more on her side, she just doesn't want to be involved.
I don't know. She made some comment being like, maybe they'll make Avengers 7 or something and they'll need me back.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe it's mutual. I know that she wanted, there was talk that they almost hired, what is her name? The director who's directing Wonder Woman now, actually, was up to do direct Thor 2.
Oh, right.
I guess they passed on her or she left for whatever reason and I don't think she was happy about that, so... That's fine. Apparently, Thor 2 is, like, almost entirely not on Earth. So
Thor 3, you mean?
Thor 3. Did I say Thor 2?
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I forgot about Thor 2. We all did.
God, I enjoyed Thor 2.
Yeah, I liked it. But, I mean, you know, not the most memorable.
Mm.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Whoa, you guys got differing opinions on a film.
I know.
It's strange, right? On the TV side, they've cast, I think Joey King is the actress's name, as Magenta, and who is like a kind of a rogue from the Wally West era.
Okay.
Based on your expressions. Oh, on The Flash, yes. Clearly not the most popular one. But on The Flash, and in the comics, she was like a childhood friend of Wally, who became a villain later on. So maybe
I prefer Cyan.
I prefer Magento. That's what I call him. Magneto.
I'm
dyslexic.
Yes. One of the producers, Alan Kreberg or something, I think? Anyway, mentioned potentially bringing Teddy Sears back, who played Zoom, to be the Black Flash in the future, saying we haven't seen the last of him. So that's pretty good. I like the Black Flash. That'll be good. He was a good presence. And, on another DC TV news, Powerless. The showrunner... has either quit or been fired.
Oh, cool.
Ben Queen, which, you know, the old
creative differences
chestnut, and saying it's a mutual decision, which, you know, whenever you hear those two things, it's, you know, nothing good is going on behind the scenes.
Well, basically, man, fuck you too.
Yeah, exactly.
Good day, sir. Good day.
So, production's been delayed on the show, but it's still supposedly going to happen for, like, the mid-season is when it was supposed to premiere, so...
Mid-season replacements. Always great.
We will see how that pans out. I want Danny Pudi to have nice things.
Yeah, the cast is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's got, what's his name? Wash, right?
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
Who is in Surprise, like, he does a lot of voice work where I'm like, oh my god, that was Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
Didn't even realize. He's amazing. So, you know, I want them to have good things. And they're probably not going to get it here, but we'll see what happens.
Welcome to the warm-up.
What are we doing for warm-up?
I don't know. That cold open left me so cold.
We need to warm up. How do we warm up?
Well, we think we should warm up with our favorite game that we've never done before on the show.
Not even once. Not even the lost episode.
That worked well in the first one that never got played.
Yeah, so we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
What the hell is it? It's Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Woo! Which, whenever we were talking about it in messages, you just kept putting MFK, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking
about. Motherfucking
Kyle. Yeah, well, that's what I put, motherfucking Kyle. And you're like, ha-ha. I'm like, no, seriously, I don't know what we're talking about.
I always call him motherfucking Kyle when he's not in the room.
Merc finally catches up.
Anyway, so,
but it's a specific one that we're doing,
yeah,
which is
the original lineup of the Justice Society of America, which is odd because there's, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 members of that team.
I kind of extended it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because really, like, some of them were added 2 issues later.
Okay.
And some, 5 issues later. So I kind of included the original, you know, first year lineup or something.
Okay.
Like, so, let's, just for one, I went
in. Let's name them out. Because I know
most of the Justice Society,
but not all of them. People at home might need to know who the Justice Society are.
That's a good point. And how they differ from, like, the modern interpretations of these characters.
That's true.
Dr. Fate, Our Man. Man with an hour of power.
Well, I think we just might have tipped.
The original Spectre, Jim Corrigan. Sandman, like Gas Gun Sandman.
Yeah. Wesley Dodds.
The Atom, who was just like a short dude.
Al Pratt.
The original Green Lantern.
Chris Pratt's brother.
Alan Scott. And original Flash, Jay Garrick.
Mm-hmm.
And Hawkman.
Girl.
Right.
Yeah. And there are...
There are the extended ones. Like, there's Johnny Thunder and Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
Came on literally like 3 issues later. Dr. Midnight and Starman. Then Wonder Woman, the Earth 2 version. Mr. Terrific. Wildcat and Black Canary. All like really not that. Like Black Canary's, whatever, 40 issues down, but really not that far along. Yeah. I kind of cheated a little bit, but.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay. So I've got a few. So.
You guys writing yours now?
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
And that's why you're like, let's go down the list.
Yeah.
Because maybe not everybody knows.
Yeah. I'm as always, the most prepared.
You are the audience... What, the...
The audience gauge?
What? Yeah, he's the point of view character.
Yeah. Good. Good.
So, Sandman, I would marry.
Really?
We'd never go to sleep angry.
Mm. He would just fall asleep and he would just spray you with a gun.
Just get gassed.
Well, he'd be angry for a second, then.
No, it'd be a gas.
Yeah.
And he's got that neat mask, which is great for kissing. Yeah, fuck Our Man. I just wrote that down. I just wrote down fudge. Because I'm a clean boy. I work clean. How the fudge are ya?
Merry Fudge Kill?
Mm-hmm. I would kill Hawkman, because I've never liked Hawkman as a character. Any interpretation of Hawkman, I wrote down dumber than the original Atom.
Oh.
Who was just like he wasn't like a little person. We're not talking like puck size. He's just like shorter.
Yeah.
Like
he's Wolverine size.
Yeah, Wolverine size, basically.
He's the original Wolverine. But not nearly as interesting.
He's the original dog from hell. Anyway, and also for Alan Scott, I did write that my wood boo would be his weakness. I did sort of like stumble through that sentence.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my shame coming out of my body and projecting itself into my voice. Oh, and as for a title, I did write, which of these losers would I marry?
Oh, do you want me to go or do you want to go?
Oh, you should go.
Yeah, okay. I'll be honest, I'm not usually a big fan of this game, of it just being... Like
you like spicing it up.
I like spicing it up. The first one, damn. I did it in haikus that we recorded but didn't release.
We'll have to,
and
like,
I'm gonna bring that back. We'll have to do
a special edition.
Yeah. This one, all my answers are in the form of 80s pop song titles.
Not iambic pentameter?
No, pentameter. So I would marry Mr. Terrific, but I would marry the Michael Holt version. Because Ebony and Ivory, Living in perfect harmony. I want to know what love is.
Yeah. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, I have a bunch of them.
Best of the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
All the Merck sings all the hits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scrolling white text with the occasional yellow one.
That's the one you're hearing now.
Just $5.99 at KTEL. I would fudge the Wonder Woman or the Earth 2 version.
Okay.
And then you can insert Dirty Diana.
Oh.
Michael Jackson.
You can insert
Dirty Diana. Or All Night Long.
Not Black Canary. You could have gone with some Black Velvet.
Well, yeah, I thought of that. But really, Wonder Woman, she's a man-eater.
She'll bring you to your knees.
All I can think.
No, you guys know that song's about Elvis? Yes, we've talked about this.
I would kill the Sandman just because he's creepy.
Yeah, that's fair.
And the song that immediately jumped to mind was "It Always Feels Like Somebody's Watching Me." I don't know if you know that song or not.
Got no privacy.
Ooh. And I had like "Sweet Dreams." You give love a bad name. Dream Police.
Oh, I like that one.
Running down dream. And like I did last time, I added a fourth. He'd be my best buddy. Our man, because I want a new drug. That's what friends are for.
Well, I don't have songs. I just have a straightforward list.
Okay.
So we're ending this on a strong note. Mary, I thought about it for at least a minute. And I gotta go with Jay Garrick, because we've seen. He had a very long, with his wife Joan, a very long, happy, stable marriage.
And you want to destroy that.
Yeah, I do. I do want to destroy that. But he's, you know what I mean? He's a very together guy. He's always been very, very kind and likable, and he just seems to have his stuff together, and they seem to have, like, no drama. They're happy together. That's what you want.
No joy either. It's just a monotonous relationship that just goes on and on. Seems to go fast, but really it doesn't.
You're getting depressing.
I was angry last episode. You're just morose this episode.
I'm just confused and scared. Every episode.
Your life.
Yeah. No. So I want a happy time, and you know what I mean? He's got that helmet. You know, maybe you share that helmet. It's a pretty cool helmet.
Protection?
Yeah. I would fudge. I was having a hard time with fudging.
We all have troubles at some point.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Okay to admit, Brian.
And he's not an original one, but I'll go with Commander Steel. Have you seen that Alex Ross cover?
No.
With the shiny black with the
yeah,
black
it's black background. Behind yeah. And shiny. Put your eye out with that thing.
Yeah.
Jesus. He's doing all right.
I have it somewhere. I had it as a background.
I think my
computer.
I don't know. I think Alex Ross has been thinking about it, so I think he'd know.
Yep. He could command your steel.
And Kill, I also had to go with Hawkman. I've also never cared for Hawkman, but he dies like all the time.
That's a good point.
It's really, you know, if you got to kill one of them, it's like he's used to it. He's probably not even going to hold a grudge.
He's just going to come back later
anyway. He might not really remember it when he comes back.
Yeah, he might have a different origin.
Exactly. So, you know what? No harm, no
foul.
That
would be funny, like an ongoing gag at the end of every issue. You just kill him.
Just kill off Hawkman every time. He's just back and he's different, whatever. Just has, like, armor this time for some reason. It's like, Hawkman.
Like, drawn in, like, goofy, kind of, like, cartoony. Like, oh, they killed Hawkman again. Hey, guys, what's been going on all week?
Hawkman!
Just dies, corpse on the ground, walks in.
Hey, what's
immediately.
Going on? I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. That's it's Hawkman's catchphrase.
Is this classic catchphrase? I'm hungry. You just hold out some seed, and you just pecks the seed out of your hand.
Oh, we need to do this now.
Yeah.
And they just make Johnny Thunderbolt kill him over and over again.
Yeah,
and he just feels bad about it.
It was some corn in there.
Hawkman can't eat rice.
This is the seed.
No, they found out the hard way at least four times.
Oh,
that's all I got. All
right.
What the f***?
Oh, so speaking of teams.
The other side of the spectrum.
talking about, yeah.
Younger teams. Kind of specifically teen, but younger-ish.
Yeah. Kind of CW.
Sure. OC teams.
Yeah.
There's a good chunk of them. I in my head, when I first mentioned it, I was like, yeah, of course, there's a couple that automatically jumped to my Teen Titans. Yeah, obviously. And then there's a couple others, but then you're like, oh, really? Is it that many? And then you look it up and you're like, oh, there's actually quite a few.
Yeah.
A bunch that I actually really liked and I just didn't think of offhand. Because I don't know, I don't even think of them as young teen teams. Just they're.
Because the characters have been around for 40 years.
Yeah, well, there's that. And then it's just, oh, they're just really good books that are just written really well. And I don't even think of it as, is it young? Are they old? It doesn't really matter. It's just.
So Gen 13?
I saw that on everybody's list. I'm like, oh.
No.
No.
I had one issue.
I think I had some posters.
Oh, you bought some Wizard magazines at one point?
Yeah.
This ought to do me for a year.
A Gen 13 poster in every issue.
Yes, Free Fall, again.
Yeah.
Oh, I just snuck a peek at your list.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Oh,
they yeah. Are,
they're
it's
all
right
like,
in the
they're
name.
They're all kids, yeah.
It's right in the name, they're the all... first word.
Yeah.
It's true.
And another one that I didn't click until I looked at some lists was just the X-Men. Like
yeah,
originally,
yeah. Original X-Men.
They were originally all kids.
Well, there's so many
like,
school
X, that was the whole thing.
Teams
yeah.
That are...
Like in the New Mutants, that was the one that I just did not think of because I read it and I loved it. It's one of my favorite older books and I like that team, but I never really think it is. That's an essential part of it is that they're all young and inexperienced and like looking up to the X-Men and all that sort of stuff. But
so why do you guys think there are so freaking many? Because there are a lot.
Yeah.
Is
because
it the case...
publishers want to make them. Well, because they can like... only relate because they're younger.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that?
It's back when kids read comics. It's when most of these characters, most of these teams came about and having that sort of like, you know, not somebody you can relate to necessarily, but it's kind of a wish fulfillment thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of what it always was, and that's why these things have always kind of generally sold pretty well.
But like, they still do it.
Yeah.
They still do kid teams.
Well, that's true.
Now it's like young adult teenager teams.
Right.
You don't really see a team of kids.
There's not really that many except for...
There's not a call for a new Power Pack.
I was just going to say Power Pack, because that was one of the first, the only ones that came up that I was like, oh, that actually is kids. Although I just thought of another one. Exterminators. Do you remember them?
No.
Oh, when was that? Like, I'm trying to picture what era. It would have been like early 90s. And there's like Artie and Leech. And I can't remember the kid in the wheelchair that could like create anything. He could like mechanize. He would.
I want to say his name was Skids. No, wait.
I'm mixing them all up. Skids was a new mutant later on. I guess we should mention the new champions.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a very. Well, yeah, I guess.
That's the one that's coming out. That's.
It's the new Young Avengers, basically.
Yeah, basically,
right.
Yeah.
And you know, there've been a couple Young Avengers books too.
And those have actually been really good. That was one of the ones I've forgotten that when they introduced. That was after Avengers Disassembled, and they introduced the Young Avengers. So then, what was it like the two Scarlet Witch or one of the
Scarlet Witch kids,
Wiccan,
Reed,
and the Young Iron Man.
Yeah,
Kang,
Iron Lad.
Yeah, the
Hulkling,
Young Hulk,
Vision.
Hulkling. Yeah,
yeah
it was
yeah.
like a Skrull. Hulkling
yeah.
was.
Yeah,
Patriot,
and I actually
and Hawkeye.
It was done really well.
Yeah.
Oh no! Yeah, for sure.
I totally got into that book. It was. Chung doing the art on it. Fantastic art. Then it just seemed to kind of stumble and then disappear.
I think they did it like seasons.
Yeah.
And they did two seasons, and then it sort of disappeared, and then they did that Children's Crusade thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that took them, like, it notoriously
like
took a long time
yeah,
for stuff
I,
to
I think that
come out.
It might have been just a schedule thing, because it just seemed like, oh, they just stumbled a little bit, and then they disappeared, and I was like, where did these characters go? I don't see them in anything.
The writer,
and then it came out later on.
The writer, was it Alan Heinberg or whatever? I forget exactly. I think he's like an actual like writer / producer of like TV and movies and stuff like that.
Oh, so he's a real writer. Is that what you're implying?
No. I'm just saying.
I don't like your tone.
I get the feeling that maybe it came out a little slower because he's probably pretty busy. One of those things when you have somebody
making real money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Probably.
That's true. And yeah, Jim Chung probably takes some time to draw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty detailed. But yeah, it was a good run. And the newer version of Young Avengers I was really into. It was
with like Loki and Miss America.
Oh
yeah.
I
like
never
Jamie McKelvey and Kieran Gillen, right?
Mm.
It was them.
Yeah.
It was like those guys who do amazing things all the time. It was a really trippy, interesting book. Really, really liked it a lot.
I only read the first couple issues of that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Never read that book. I read his run on Journey to Mystery.
Okay.
Thor became Journey to Mystery, and it was just, basically, it was just a Loki book. So it was Loki and, I can't remember the girl's name, Laura Lee, something like that. That was the two of them as teens doing stuff.
I've never actually read it. I've really always wanted to, though.
Really good, really good.
Like, what they did with Kid Loki was sort of, yeah, like a direct follow-up to that, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, enjoyed that quite a bit. That was a good little run there. And, yeah.
Ex-babies, does that count? Kinda.
Yeah, sure.
As a...
Why not?
Bonus, whatever.
Shaw.
Power Rangers.
Well, they are teenagers with attitude.
That's true.
Yeah.
That Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon.
With Iron Fist and
White Tiger and...
Yeah. You don't like that. You guys don't like that?
I don't know.
I enjoy it. Strangely enough, I normally don't enjoy that kind of show, but I...
Yeah.
It's
but you just
light
can't get
and
enough
it's,
of this one.
I don't know why. I really dig it.
I am still a resentful baby over Spectacular Spider-Man getting canceled, so that's why.
That's why I hate Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
Not really. That's an okay show.
It's fine.
It's no Young Justice, but...
Yeah.
That was redundant.
But that was a fun little cameo that they had in that like first season episode.
Oh, yeah, when they were, like, the serious ones or something like that. Like, that was pretty
so
cute.
The Titans got all serious and...
Yeah.
So many lines. So many lines on their faces.
Young Justice, the comic.
Yeah.
I've probably talked about it more than once, but
tell me about it.
Read that, like, absolutely crazy. I think it came out, like, 97, 98.
I didn't even realize there was one.
Oh, yeah. It was Peter David and Todd Knock, I think, did most of the art, and it basically started with, like, Superboy and Robin and Impulse having a sleepover in the old Happy Harbor Justice League headquarters.
Having a sleepover.
Yeah, they're just having a sleepover there. And they were just
bring
like,
over your VHSs and we'll watch movies.
We're going to play Mario Kart. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Supers.
And it was just, like, abandoned, and, like, Red Tornado is just literally, like, propped in a corner, turned off. And they're so annoying that it wakes him up. Because he was, like, sort of in solitude or something like that, and he kind of becomes their mentor. And then,
oh, so that's where that came from.
Yeah.
In the show was from the book that... Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's very different. Like, in the show, it's like they're, you know, basically the Junior Justice League, essentially. In this one, they just some goofy superhero sidekick kids getting together and having a good time, and then sort of accidentally, now they're a team, and then it's sort of, they're running their own show, basically. You know, it was mostly like a comedy book. If anything, there's a lot of Peter David. There's a lot of puns, so many puns, and I don't know. I still really have a lot of. I mean, I like the show a lot too. It's a different take, obviously, but I still really like the comic, and it had some of my favorite characters of all time. So, did you hear that I like Impulse?
What?
Next Avengers. Do you remember that cartoon?
I never really watched it.
Was it like a movie?
It was like a movie.
They showed up in a book. Like a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
an actual book?
They did, yeah.
Oh, was
I
it
never
during,
really followed it, but
like
it was...
going to Secret Wars when they were dealing with a lot of like parallel worlds and time travel-y stuff.
It's pretty, it's not bad.
Not in Secret Wars, but like, you know, part of the whole.
Like, you threw that up a few times.
We've said it several times, but I hate when you, I just make kid versions of a character, and then the kids can relate, and I like the soul.
Yeah.
It's so one-dimensional.
What if you mix two of the characters together and make a kid?
Well,
like
but
that,
and it was like, okay, it actually developed it well, and there was these kids, or these characters had kids together, but then Ultron goes crazy and basically kills most of the people and enslaves the Earth, and they're in hiding, like Tony Stark has them in hiding, sort of thing. Like an elderly Tony Stark, and they have no idea what's going on because they've been sheltered forever from what's actually going on.
Which ones did they, like, combine?
Was it Storm and Thor? No, it was Valkyrie and Thor.
Valkyrie and Thor. Was it Black Widow and Hawkeye?
You got
Captain America and...
You got Hawk Hulk. He's a Hulk who shoots arrows.
I don't think there was a Hulk. I think...
Hulk actually was in... The real Hulk was in.
Oh, okay.
It shows up later, and it's like... It's kind of Maestro-ish, almost.
Right.
But not smart Maestro. It's crazy old.
Yeah, he just has a beard.
Okay, and...
James Rogers, son of Captain America and Black Widow.
What?
Oh, Turan, daughter of Thor. I guess she wasn't really Valkyrie, but she basically thinks of herself as a Valkyrie sort of thing. Son of Giant Man and Wasp. Azari. Oh, yeah, that's Black Panther and Storm.
Okay.
Hawkeye. Oh, and it's just, right, the son of Hawkeye. Yeah, and so, like, Vision and Hulk and Betty Ross and Iron Man. Like the originals are in it, but they're all much, much older.
Okay. I like how Kid Cap has the energy shield.
Yeah. That's kind of like...
And his costume's kind of Bucky.
Yes. Yeah. He's named James, so, you know.
Yeah.
And they play a lot... They play a little bit with the powers and things of how what they can do, and they're being instructed by Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Forever people?
Yeah!
Yeah. I was trying to think of a DC one, and other than Teen Titans and that, and I'm like, I can't think of many, but that's like an old Kirby one. He created that with the whole fourth world thing, so they were like goofy, hippie,
they were the
teenage kids
they
that were...
They were Kirby Neutrinos.
Yeah. They're full of Kirby crap.
Talking about teenagers with an attitude.
Oh, I thought it was a lead-in.
No.
Talking about teenagers with an attitude.
Right. An optimistic attitude.
Yay.
Which is the worst. Which is the worst one you can think of?
I just thought you meant an optimistic attitude. Which is the worst?
Stop doing that.
Kids haven't been beaten down by life yet?
Oh, just you wait.
Get the off. Worst?
Which team do you think has been done the worst?
I don't know. Which version of the young X-Men? Or the new X-Men? Or the underclass X-Men?
Yeah.
Best not talk poorly of Generation X.
That was one of the first
ones. Why not? What are they going to do? Not be dead?
Can you believe still alive?
That was the first one past New Mutants that, there's a young version. I'm like, actually, it's different. You finally just haven't, tried to copycat everything or just done every cliche in the book. Damn new warriors.
What are the young allies?
Oh,
like Toro and Bucky.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's like, we're the same.
I don't know why I led with Toro.
He's
the thing.
It's a little fire guy.
Yeah. Hey, little guy.
He had mutant blood.
Yep.
He had radioactive blood.
How about the new warriors? The original new warriors.
Oh, man.
Led by a guy on a skateboard.
So they are, young enough to be considered that.
Yeah, they're
totally. I wasn't sure about that when it came to the warriors.
Yeah, they're totally teenage. Which is weird, because I actually collected that when that came out in the 90s. Strangely, that was on my list. I have the first 30 issues or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Huh. Which I was like, I was collecting that and Guardians of the Galaxy, that had, Yondu and Vance Astro and that group of Guardians of the Galaxy. And I'm like, read them now. These are horrible. Why did I collect these?
Pick some winners.
I want to read those.
Yeah. They weren't really, there wasn't, a hero team or anything like that, but, the Hellions were only good for two things.
Yeah, no.
Sucking and dying.
Yeah, that's about it. The White Queen.
Kyle got all excited about the Hellions, though.
Well, they were bad boys.
Yeah.
They played by their own rules.
We're gonna wear a hot pink suit, and we're okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna light this dog poop on fire with my powers. Bag of shit.
Leave it on old man Xavier's door.
Wheels out. Or was he walking at the time? Who can keep it straight?
He wheeled and then got up and then stomped it up and got back in his chair.
I'm so lazy.
Just the quickest he went from being able to walk to not walk again.
Oh, it works today.
Any teams you want to see come back?
Nope.
And or you change it around a little bit. Update it and written and drawn by who?
I want to read a good Legion book.
Yeah.
Cause
the one with, what's his name? Brian Kitson?
When was this?
It wasn't that long ago. Maybe 6 years ago, 7 years
How
ago.
How long did it run for before it got,
It went, at least a dozen issues.
Oh, cool.
Well, but that's...
You know what? That's enough.
You know what? Most of the time, you don't even get a dozen issues, then they just reboot something and then start all over again anyways now, so...
Barry Kitson, I think.
Was it Barry Kitson? Yeah. Right.
He's got a very classic style.
I love it. It's so clean.
Yeah.
It's really crisp, but he really kind of captures movements and expressions.
And I think
that works really
well for that, because, I mean, Legion of Superheroes kind of are retro future. You know what I mean? Yeah. They have that, keen sort of silver age-iness to them
that's
baked right in there and you shouldn't get too far away from.
Yeah. Yeah, they did that, and it's actually a good couple of story arcs, and I was okay, this can go well, and then something else was introduced, and I think Kitson left, and I just kind of lost interest because that was part of it, just the visual was a real part of it.
Right. Should have worn my flight ring. I have a flight ring now.
Hey!
Yeah, nice. Now we're in a special club, we've got special rings.
Actually, that's what I had written down, was a legion of, I wanted to do a legion of substitute superheroes. Have you seen? There's okay. that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's like, yeah, the ones that didn't make it in, but I want to see it written by somebody like Jason Aaron or somebody that can really do something with it, and the art by Mike Del Mundo.
Yeah, who would I bring back?
Again, I'm fond
of Punk Frogs.
Yeah, 100% Punk Frogs. I'm sure IDW will get to that eventually. It's pretty much guaranteed.
The Marvel family?
Oh, hey. Kind of, yeah. Well, what's going on with Captain Marvel, or Shazam now, anyway? There was that, Convergence book. I think Jeff Parker wrote it, and, Evan Doc Shaner drew it. Really, like, again, go pure classic Gee Whiz style with the whole Marvel family, and they're very, very endearing. Yeah, I want more of that.
Well, they did the whole thing with Mary Marvel going...
Oh, God.
Dark and whatever.
Horrible. Yeah, that was in DC's particular,
her new,
like...
Her new power-up word was something filthy.
DC was in hopefully they're out of it now, but they were in that whole kick at the time where any sort of, like, innocent or fun-loving kind of character had to just get life just shitting on them constantly. Like, they were in a very cynical narrative state, I think, so...
In very many ways, like a teenager.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, how about we get back to basics with the Marvel family? That would be good, actually. Yep. I'm glad you mentioned them.
Yeah, it was one of the ones I didn't really think of, because you don't think of it as a young team, but they totally are a young team.
Well, exactly. They're all kids.
Except for Grandpa.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old the Tiger is.
Well, I mean, how old do Tigers get?
Yeah. That's a good point. Is it like dog years? You have Tiger years?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, it's like a Red 13 thing. Like, he's 100 and something years old, but he's basically like a teenager.
You know, he's old enough that he thinks he's like checkered pants and a bow tie. Yes, this is good. Well, he could be young. He could just be a hipster, I guess.
No.
Hipster Talkie-Tawny. That's what I want now.
I don't. Agree to disagree.
Big swirly mustache.
Why are you wearing a pork pie hat? Get out of here.
The only work he can get nowadays is just, like, opening up, showing up at the openings of craft breweries.
Yeah. He's, Talkie-Tawny's the terrible barista.
I've got paws!
Yeah.
It's very hard to work a film camera.
With paws.
But very good for, I don't know, do DJs actually do the record scratchy thing anymore? I don't think they do. I think it's just an iPod.
He just scratches it with his claws.
Yeah.
I don't know my own strength.
We're going the distance with this one.
Yeah.
All right.
What else can he do?
I'm out of stuff.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Me three.
I want to go home and read more Young Justice.
I want to go home and draw pictures of a tiger in funny situations.
I want to draw Hawkman. I'm hungry.
Talkie Tawny's Instagram is the thing that's going to happen now.
That's that fun JSA sitcom. It's very Full House sort of, and that's his catchphrase. I'm hungry. Yeah.
Just walks in. It's got like big fake wings and get caught in doors every time he's walking into the set.
And they just put him in a cage every time. So he's in the background of every shot. Doesn't matter which angle you're looking at, he's in the background.
He keeps flying into windows.
And it's an ongoing joke who's going to change his cage.
It's just human shit.
He lives in his own filth.
Sadly enough, this might be the best ever use of Hawkman.
Moment of zero. Moment of zero.
Welcome to the Moment of Zero. I just want you, for one moment, perhaps a literal one, on August 19th, The Tick Pilot was released, and when we recorded this, it was just a couple days ago, so you can stream that for free on Amazon.com. However, if you're not in America, you might have to trick them into thinking you're in America, and there are ways to do that. Yeah, so I haven't seen the whole thing. I watched half of it.
I could only afford half of it.
Yeah. I won't lie. I was watching it before I came.
Ooh.
Oh, shut up. Come on.
God damn it, every time with this. It's actually, I was pretty assuming it would be awful. Kind of, like, the picture came out and sort of reacted badly to the costume.
Kyle and I were talking about
this. It's overly textured.
It looks super textured and looks kind of creepy and vain and weird. And
it's just, you know, just certain elements. I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be any good. It's like, you know, an Amazon series, and I don't know. Like, they have some good shows, but...
What was it like?
So, again, based on the first 55%. So far, I actually liked it quite a bit.
Good.
It's a bit of a darker, more modern take, but it's clearly...
You like a darker, more modern take.
But here's
take.
The thing. The Tick, the reason I like it is the Tick is about being satirical, right? So it's sort of like kind of taking the piss out of that a little bit.
Right.
Because, I mean, like, you look at, like, you know, a lot of superhero stuff is trying to take itself more seriously in modern, say, comics and modern comic movies and stuff. And it's sort of... It almost, to me, in my head anyway, we'll see how it plays out, it almost kind of, like, justifies the new Tick costume a little bit because it's, like, something out of a Zack Snyder thing where it's overly textured and kind of, like, weird-looking for no good reason. So I'm hoping that's what their intention is. They're trying to, like, sort of be more satirical, kind of parodying that kind of take on superheroes.
Yep.
Like, Arthur has, like, a dark backstory now where he, like, watched his dad die. Instead of just, like, he's just an accountant. But it feels... But again, like, you see in, like, we'll see how it works
that's
out in
why
execution.
I got into accounting, because of my dad.
yeah, exactly. Because you, typically, you're just like, oh, he's just an accountant who happened to meet this guy, and now he's a sidekick, because, all right. Because you know comics, right?
Yeah.
Silly. And this is sort of, like, having that element to it, hopefully, is again, I haven't seen the whole episode, and the show is going to continue past that point, and we'll see how it works in execution, but... Every comic movie or character seems to need to have, like, an overwrought origin, and everything sort of has to
and
be, like...
everything ties together.
Everything ties together, yeah, exactly. So there's that, where, like, his dad died in a fight with, like, the Terror or something, which ties into... You know what I mean? And I'm hoping their intention, and it seems to have that tone so far, where they're, like, sort of satirically kind of taking the piss out of that. And, so I haven't finished the episode yet, but so far, yeah, pretty solid, actually. I was kind of enjoying it. And I'm surprised, Peter Serafinowicz, or however you pronounce his name, great. Like, I was wondering, like, how is he gonna do the voice? Is he gonna, like, he just, you know, seeing
it's,
him in the
it's
suit.
It's not as big as, Townsend Coleman or, Patrick Warburton, but he's doing it good.
Yes.
He's doing a good job.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, like, he's got the definite Tick quality. Like, he's got the character down pretty well so far. And I'm like, that's the most important part. And I think having seen, you know, just sort of like the images and stuff they're releasing at first, the concern was like, are they going to completely miss the point here? But no. They're just sort of tweaked the formula a little bit for the way superheroes are represented now, and that works for me. What you're saying?
I think it's interesting because, like, Ben Adland is still very heavily involved in this.
Right.
And he's been involved in the other ones in the past, but this is a guy who now has 15 more years of actually working in TV.
Right.
So now maybe he understands a little more and can better work in that medium, so...
Right.
I'm hopeful that that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, again, like, the things that I'm sort of... Maybe I'm reading stuff into it, but so far it seems like that's kind of what they're going for. And they have, like, 3 Tick shows now that all seem to, like, they're satirically kind of match the time and what they're doing. Like, the cartoon, like, when there was superhero cartoons all over the place, the way it sort of took that on, like, you know, the Patrick Warburton one came out when... Was that late 90s or early 2000s?
It was, like, 2001.
Yeah, like, it's, you know, we're a couple years off of Batman and Robin, coming off of that a little bit, and it was a little sort of cheesy in that kind of a way, and so I think it's always sort of the good response kind of jab at sort of the tropes of what you're seeing.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully the rest of the episode is as good. I was hoping to see the entire thing before I talked about it, but who's got time? Who's got time, you guys?
Yeah, episodes to record.
Yeah.
We've got content to make for others.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're in America, you can watch it for free.
Show off.
Yeah.
On the downside, you don't have ketchup chips.
And that's an episode of a show.
So who are you?
Oh, going first this time. I'm Bri Kotick. I make the webcomic Welcome to Hereafter at welcometohereafter.com. It's what happens after God loses his job. By the time this episode is out, either I will have just posted or will soon be posting the 400th page.
Oh, is it?
Which is...
Nice.
Holy. We love you, Wonder Woman. As for me, I'm Kyle, please. You can check out my stuff all over the place. I guess the best place, really, if you think about it.
Oh my god.
Stretching. Padding for time, sorry.
That's what we need.
Would be The Kyle Lees on Facebook, where whenever I have new stuff, I tend to post it in there. In the past week, I've been off on vacation from work, which has been freaking awesome. So I've been working on a bunch of commission stuff, which I haven't really posted up there. Which, you know, I don't really do that until it's done. But I've also been, like, throwing up new poetry on there, and I threw up a new Ski Ninjas comic on there, because I was like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, I've noticed that. It's been,
I've been nice. I do it very rarely, but like maybe once or twice a month, I'll be like, I feel like making a comic, and I make a comic. Ooh. So that's where you find me, and that's where I'll find you.
That's where you'll find each other.
Who's this guy?
I'm Merc. You can find me at mostly Merc on Facebook is probably the place where you see things posted the most, but my actual website is mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. There's galleries and things to look at, and there's also a storefront where there's t-shirts. I just recently did two new t-shirts, so those are both up there, and some new greeting cards and stuff, and books, and walking sticks. They're just, I don't know, I have no idea what I'm doing.
I forgot that you're like a, you know, you went to school for art and stuff.
I'm going to be a magic man.
You're going to be a magic man.
Oh, look at all those slots for materia on that.
There's some in there.
Oh, mime.
I like them. They're very nice.
Yeah, I'll be at...
He's a talented guy.
We'll all be at ThunderCon this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
And which October?
October. Right, I'd have to look up when exactly, but I think like a week beforehand, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The 23rd or 24th, something like that.
Something like
that. In Thunder Bay. So if you are here in the region, you should definitely come to ThunderCon. You can meet us. I'm sure it'll be the highlight of your day.
If you get really excited to meet us, that would like make our day.
Yeah.
If you say the secret word, Kyle will give you free stuff.
Yeah, the secret word is, come on, dude.
All right, well, that's
Star
the
Star Ocean prints for everyone.
And as always, we're on iTunes and Stitcher and Facebook and Twitter.
Take a look.
If you can rate us, that'd be great, because then you get to share it around a little bit more and people can find us easier if you like your stuff. Feel free to interact with us. We're on Facebook all the time. We're very interactable.
We want to talk to you.
For $1.99 a minute.
Pick up the phone!
Evangeline Lilly's in our commercial. It's great.
What?
Oh, like the phone sex commercial she was in? Like the Canadian phone sex commercial?
Nope.
You didn't know about that?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
Cool.
Or like it's or a dating thing or something. Maybe not phone sex, but
it's like, call chat line. I'm going to be on Lost soon. Zero Shoes.
I'm going to do the news. God damn it.
Blues.
Can I just be normal for 5 seconds?
Normal's boring.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone is a Suicide Squad t-shirt.
I went to Spencer's Gifts, and that's all they're selling now.